Well, Patricia, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. Hi.
You're the new executive director of the Lloyd Library and Museum, where historic information and visual arts relating to pharmacy and botany and other scientific topics can be found. And you have a show up now that has an intriguing title. It's called Meddling with Nature. Tell us about that.
We have Off the Page, and it's a collaborative work between us and Meddling with Nature, which is a taxidermy company, which might seem like an odd combination to have for a historic book. But we are looking at the works of Maria Marion, who was a botanist and a botanical illustrator in the early 1700s. And the Lloyd Library has a copy of her work, actually several copies of her work. And this book became an inspiration for Jeremy Johnson. And what he did is he did taxidermy and preservation of insects and flowers to recreate and actually come off the page the beautiful illustrations that she had created in the early 1700s.
I'm also really interested in her because I think she was accompanied by her daughter. Were women traveling to South America from the Netherlands in the late 1600s?
No, they weren't. It is very unusual. In fact, I was talking with a historian recently, a women's historian, about her. And when I said that she traveled to South America in the late 1600s and early 1700s, she said, "You meant to say 1800s, right?" And it was no, she did travel in the late 1600s, early 1700s. She was really remarkable in many, many ways. It was unusual for a woman to do this, but she was so much ahead of her time. She discovered the theory of metamorphosis. Before then, everybody thought that a caterpillar and a butterfly and everything in between were separate animals, so to speak. And she actually discovered that that was part of the metamorphosis process. This was 150 years before Charles Darwin was talking about evolution. She also did these two-scale, beautiful drawings that 125 years later, Audubon would do work that was very reminiscent of her. So she was not only an artist, but she was a scientist. Her work is being rediscovered. The New York Times and copies of her work are in the British Museum. She's really being rediscovered and appreciated for more than just being an artist. And that was what she was recognized for prior to that. Another thing that is very fascinating about her is she's considered the world's first ecologist. She looked at what is the connection between the different parts of nature. So she understood that a bug on a plant was not just about the bug or the plant, but they all interacted in a system.
Is Marion well known to those in the field, or does this show introduce her and her work to a wide audience?
I think the important part of what you're saying is that it introduces her work to a wide audience. There is a very pretty narrow niche of scientists and botanists and some women's historians that are familiar with her, but she's really coming into her own to a wider audience. You also mentioned, was that unusual that she traveled to South America with her daughter? So she didn't travel with a man, so that part of it was very revolutionary, so to speak. She was actually born in Germany when she and her husband became divorced. Again, something ahead of her time. She relocated to the Netherlands, and it was from there that she launched her exhibitions. So she very much was an independent, forward-thinking woman.
So did she leave a diary or anything like that? It would be fascinating to know more about her.
People are beginning to pick up the pieces. She, I would say in the last 2 or 3 years, is being investigated as this pioneering woman of study. And things are coming to work. There are some books that have been written about her, but most of the published works that she had to do with the flowers and the plants that she studied.
So what can you tell us about these three-dimensional reproductions?
Replicas. Well, they're very fascinating on a number of levels. First of all, they are, just as most of her drawings were, they are to scale. So you will see a beetle or a butterfly that you'll see it on the page, and it'll be exactly to that same size, and it's been preserved. The specimens have been collected from the areas that she traveled. So the butterfly is indeed a butterfly from South America that was specially requested more than a year ago. One of the things that is not a flower or an insect is one of her illustrations has a crocodile with a snake in its mouth. Jeremy, the taxidermist, located a carcass of a crocodile. And by the way, he points out that all of these animals have died of natural causes, so no animals were killed for this exhibition. And he positions this crocodile with the same snake in its mouth in exactly the same way that it is positioned on her illustration, at exactly the same size. So, and of course, this is a very rare and special, valuable book. There are about 60 known copies in the world. Most of them are in the hands of private collectors, and many of the books have been cannibalized, so people will take a printout and sell it. So 100% intact, which our edition is, even fewer than that. These books are on display. We're going to turn one page a week so that they don't have undue exposure to light. But of course, we're not going to put them in the same case with a crocodile carcass or an insect or a lemon. So we do have those in special cases. And he has these very, very high quality replications or reproductions. So much so that you would have to actually use a magnifying glass to tell the difference between his reproductions and the book themselves. And those reproductions are what are going to be in the cases and on tabletops with his replicas. We also have installed a new lighting system, and it's specific to this exhibition, with special LED lights with no UV, so that none of the books and her works will be damaged during this. We have other copies of her works as well, and an enhanced viewing experience. So people that have been to the Lloyd before, that have seen our exhibitions, will really see it in something that resembles more of a museum quality environment. One of the things that's really special about it too is we're going to have some narrative exhibit panels that speak in more detail to the questions that you have asked about Marion, her work, her politics, her life, her as a scientist, as an artist. And so it's not going to be just books that you look at, books and the taxidermy, which in and of itself is really fascinating, but there will be a strong contextual component, again, like you can expect when you go to a larger museum.
So the books, do you have later editions, or do you possibly have one of the first editions of her
book? We do have the first edition that was published in 1705. There was a later edition that was published later in the 1700s. We have that as well, and other reproductions, and we have other works by her other than this elephant folio. And if any of the listeners are familiar with James John Audubon's folio, Birds of America, that's the elephant folio that's really in the giant size. So what we're going to be showcasing mostly is the giant size, but we also do have smaller works of hers and hand sketches.
Will portions of this become part of the permanent collection, or is it too soon to know?
Well, all of the books are already part of the permanent collection, and I suspect that we will be able to keep some of the digitized copies as well. We are in the process, by the way, of digitizing all of her works, so we will have a digital electronic version that we hope to have on our website sometime in the near future. This exhibit will go into the summer. We don't have an exact ending date on that, but certainly April, May, and early to mid-June, people are safe to be able to come in and see it.
Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thank you, Jane.
We've been talking with Patricia Van Skuyt, the new executive director of the Lloyd Library and Museum, about the exhibition Off the Page, now at the Lloyd Library. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.